Hello, we are 5th grade students from Carbondale Middle School. Here to inform you about how to spot fake news, we have recorded public service announcements about digital media literacy to help you identify reliable sources of information.
Hi, I'm Aurora, and I'm a 5th grader at Carbondale Middle School. In social studies, we are learning about relevant and reliable news, and I have prepared a public service announcement so you can find good news sources too. The first thing to look for is check the website. Make sure it's a real and reliable news page. This helps you know that it's reliable because if other websites say that this website is sketchy, then you should probably not trust it. For example, in my article, I used Dove News for my source, and the article seemed pretty reliable, and in the past, lots of articles I have read have been pretty relevant. Another thing you can look for to avoid fake news is to look up the author who wrote it. Double check to see if they're real. This helps you find a good article because if the person isn't real, the article probably isn't real either. An example from my article is the author was Mira Dosla, and it seems like she wrote a lot of articles for Dove News. One other way to spot a fake article is to read the whole story. Don't just read the headline. See if the story seems real. This can help you because if the headline seems a little real, but if the story itself is a little unbelievable, then it's probably fake. For example, in my article, I had read something about people debating on Columbus Day, and it seemed pretty reliable. But if I hadn't read the whole story, I wouldn't have known for sure. One of the most important reasons that spotting fake news is important is because it may not seem like a big deal, but it is. It can make people scared or really sad. So if you come across a sketchy website, make sure you can trust it before you go spreading the news. I hope you learned about how to find relevant and reliable articles. Thanks for listening.
This has been a collaboration between Carbondale Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.